This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, cues, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
As far as instructional office etiquette,
that might be fun.
19.
Eating habits. Keep you from being a fat fucking pig there, Eileen.
When the boss slaps your ass, it means you're doing a great job.
Obligations?
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Let's see. What do we have? How to be popular, 1940s.
First of all, lube your hand up with spit. Don't be afraid. It's not going to hurt you.
A word to the wives. That's the one.
Yeah.
Oh,
13
shit.
And a half minutes. Yes. The Woman's Home Companion presents A Word to the Wives.
Get it? A Word to the Wives?
Yeah,
I
got it. Oh. Starring Marsha Hunt. Marsha Hunt. Ooh. Darren McGavin, Janet Riley, Scott McKay. Oh.
Telemerica.
Inc.
Inc.
Oh. Oh, boy. All right. It's got a fucking...
It's full-blown production.
It wasn't really a plot against George Peters, but I'll admit it might have looked that way. The morning his wife, Jane, stopped by for coffee.
We'd
just been in our new house 2 weeks, and I was still ecstatic over everything, especially my dream kitchen.
Because that's where you belong.
Well, how do you like it?
Oh, my God.
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it.
Oh,
it's almost
boy.
Indecent of me. I can hardly wait to show it off week from Friday night.
Oh, yes.
What's your fucking trimmed bush?
I think your friend needs Thorazine.
You go ahead and be indecent. Gal's got a right to enjoy the first housewarming party.
Fucking ain't right.
Sure wish I was having one.
God.
You having many people? Well, not a mob, if that's what you mean. Just you, the Crawfords, the Slagles.
Is that... Because she's got that you...
You?
Is that transatlantic fucking...
Yeah, I think that's some of that.
Still kind of hanging on there a little bit in the 50s? That was still a thing.
Yeah, sure.
It? Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, it was a whole different way of speaking back then, you know?
Yes. They had a whole different way of speaking about blacks and Jews. The money lenders.
Hey, why so sad? And this isn't the first time I've noticed it. Oh, nothing, really.
Oh, my God, what
not
a fucking...
Not very convincing, Jane girl.
Jesus.
Whatever it is, I've got just the cure.
What does she have here? Why does she have hair like Ronald Reagan? That's my first question. And she's got makeup on like Cesar Romero when he was the Joker. Holy shit.
Boy, there's a sensational sale going on at Watson's.
Yes, women love to shop, see?
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Your tonic for you. I'm going down this afternoon for a small spree. How about coming with me? No, oh, I wish I could, but it's just impossible.
No, I don't have any money.
You have no idea how much I've got to do.
Oh.
Remember, I haven't got your dream kitchen to make things easy.
Oh,
easier.
My God. Shut the
We get it.
She fucking, you got it. She's sad because she doesn't have the kitchen.
Jesus Christ. You need to learn to suck a dick better, sweetheart.
With your fucking... Now, see, now that's the girl you fuck. She's got dark red lipstick on. She's fucking... She's all depressed. She'll fucking throw it at you. Her husband isn't doing the right thing because he's fucking complaining about her house. Oh, we still have to get hot water from burning wood on the fucking stove. And I don't have this miracle kitchen you got here.
Miracle kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Mine's strictly the nightmare type.
Jesus.
And I wish George would...
She's still got a fucking Alice crammed in ice box. Fucking... Oh.
Yeah, like... Had to bring in literal ice, like blocks of ice, to fucking cool the thing down.
Do something about it. All he's done so far is talk, and not with any real enthusiasm.
Oh,
about
honey.
Moving, I mean. We've looked at a couple of older houses, but that's no improvement.
Oh.
We've got an older house.
Oh, I fucking hate her.
If only there was some way of really selling George on the idea.
Oh.
Uh-oh, Lucy not and Ethel there. Are about to fucking concoct a plan.
What they both end up doing is sucking George's dick.
Oh, yeah, they're going to, yeah.
Both of
George
them.
Is getting two.
Yeah, George is going to be two.
Yep, George is getting a fucking three-way.
Yeah.
The fifth freedom, maybe.
The
freedom
what?
From unnecessary drudgery. Freedom to go shopping when the urge hits you.
Yes.
Oh. When there's a sale going on.
Shut up.
Well, sale or no sale, I'm swamped. Besides,
if you were swamped, you wouldn't be sitting there
drinking coffee, you dumb goose.
I'm swamped.
I've got so much to do. Can I get another cup, please?
I can only sit here for another hour and a half, and I gotta get back to my drudgery. Fuck you.
I'm still in Cleveland, and I've been thinking about taking the weekend off to visit her.
Sure, yes, you would fucking... What? I've got so much drudgery.
I'm taking the weekend off.
I'm taking the weekend off to go see Mother.
Yeah.
Stop lying.
I'll show you a couple of my prized beauties.
Yes, unless she opens her shirt.
Look at that. Yes.
It's a top-load washing machine. First of all, she's washing one thing, you water-wasting cunt. Jesus.
Look, that wasn't a problem in the 50s.
A what to the wives?
With a gas dryer.
Oh,
shit.
It couldn't be easier. Completely automatic.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa!
Sliders.
I remember seeing this washer in the magazine ad. It's automatic too, isn't it? That's right. Isn't there a little colored guide light that follows the operation through the...
I tell you what.
I thought she said a little colored guide.
When she said color, I went, whoa, wait a minute.
That's... She said colored guide light.
Oh.
Is what I thought she said, isn't there a little colored guy?
That's what I heard, too.
Did you hear from the corner, yes, boss?
He has him. Hey, he has him. Rochester.
Yes.
Please.
Rochester.
Wash my rock.
Well, right. It's under your hat, sir.
I'll get right on it, Mr. Benny. Oof.
The various stages?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
I know exactly.
Whoa.
Jesus. Fucking state-of-the-art shit.
That is something.
Woo.
I don't even have to watch a clock.
Fuck no.
Wait a minute. You say you're going to visit your mother this weekend.
Your mother.
You know, Janie, my girl, this might prove a very fortunate trip for you.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Just for kicks. Don't get too far ahead in your housework. Now, why should you have to lay out everything all nice and ready for George and Jimmy?
Because...
the last egg and can of salmon.
Because if she doesn't, she'll get punched in the gut, you fucking dummy coos. It's 1955. You want your friend to get her ass beat? She'll get... fucking get her... she'll fucking get her waterhead skull caved in. Why does her head look like Easter Island?
No, I couldn't.
Well, I couldn't.
I'd have to make things easy.
I couldn't do that. I like my teeth. I couldn't do that. We don't have dental insurance.
Jesus Christ, she's got a fucking rounder head than Pac-Man. That one had a time
waka,
release.
Waka, waka.
That joke had a time release on it, like a fucking like mustard gas or something.
Jesus Christ.
After all you've been going through, this might be the awakening for friend George.
Uh-oh.
The big, bright dawn.
Uh-oh, shit.
Might do him a world of good to be left all alone with Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
You fucking conniving bitch.
They really are fucking...
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's a good thing we fucking finally sent them to work. Their mind off of the conniving bullshit.
Don't you have any bombs to make in a factory somewhere? Holy shit.
In your kitchen.
What the fuck
well,
is... Oh,
Jane finally well. Got off for Cleveland. Still not too certain she was doing right by leaving George and Jimmy by themselves. Even though George was absolutely sure they'd get along just fine. That's what he said. Just fine.
Yes. Yes. Uh-oh, there he is.
Uh-oh.
Oh, George is a real fucking boner. Oh, George, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, there you go, George.
Oh, boy. What are you even making?
Of course, when you leave a man to his own devices, he's apt to think of something fancy, like curried chicken with...
Like a prostitute!
Like trimmed pussy?
Yes.
Something fancy, you know?
Yes, something Vietnamese.
But in this case,
oh, please
George
spill it.
Not only should have done
spill
a little
it.
More thinking about his
spill
recipe,
it, you fucking cunt!
He kept his eyes on the stove.
Uh-oh, oh, George.
He just let his rice simmer instead of boiling.
Yeah.
But frankly, I doubt if George knew how to bring...
Fucking George is a real hard-on. I fucking... I fucking hate him. Oh, caveman idiot. With your fucking Opie from...
breather.
With your fucking Opie from Mayberry shirt. I fucking hate him.
Doubles as a tablecloth at the picnic.
Really does.
Bring things to a simmer.
Well. Oh.
There you go, George, you stud.
Well, maybe it was the mess, and maybe it was just the temperature outside, but George thought he could use a little cooling off.
Uh-oh.
A nice, icy lemonade would be just right.
Uh-huh.
Don't stir it. Put the spoon back in there, stupid.
Yeah, he's drinking it. He's all right. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, come on, you can't figure
come
it out.
Come on, George. That's it. Get pinned. Is she gonna get
break
her?
It. Oh my
is
God.
She gonna get her fucking head kicked when she gets home?
Holy bitch! Shit. I told you to fucking.
She is finished.
She is gonna. He is gonna.
Enjoy Cleveland, cunt.
Oh, he is gonna
holy
fucking
shit.
Swing for the fences when she gets back. He's gonna Mickey Mantle her fucking skull out of the park. Oh man!
He's gonna bear Jew her ass. Is what he's gonna do? Oof.
And I need my scalps.
Fucking Donnie.
Each and every man under my command owes me 100 Nazi scalps. And I want my scalps.
Well, he is going to fucking beat
her
half to death.
He's going to fucking murder her.
Never in the face, though, because you don't want the neighbors to see any bruises. But I'm telling you, from the tits down,
she
is fucking finished.
Yep.
Old fucking Pac-Man skull is in trouble.
Oh, He's gonna beat the He's shit out of her, and then grunge fuck the shit out of her.
He's gonna fucking right when she walks in the door. It's gonna be an over the pants HJ from the second she walks in the fucking house.
Honey, I smash. She's not even gonna see that haymaker coming.
You'll hide behind the curtains.
Oh, she is not going to see that coming.
Will not see that coming.
Nope.
Oh, fucking, he is struggling.
Fucking George is just eaten up by them. Yeah.
You fucking hard on.
Throw it.
Oh.
Hey, Pa, when am I going to eat?
What's this ice tray here? There's no ice in it.
Oh, I guess I forgot to fill it.
Oh, boy.
Fuck you, kid.
Now that's another one.
The fucking kid's going to get his head caved in, too.
He's going to walk in and get a boot to his face like Andre the Giant in the Silver Dome. That kid is going to get fucking kicked right in his dick sucker as soon as he walks in the door. Holy shit.
Sometime you might ask George, how far is a mile? He would tell you it's the distance from his sink to his backyard garbage.
What the fuck are you doing, George? Oh, you hard-on.
Many men tackling a problem, George was very efficient. Very. The smart way to do dishes was two meals at a time.
Yeah. How do you forget what's happening here?
Yep. Somebody's getting their fucking head.
He's gonna fucking beat her ass when she gets home. He's gonna fucking kill her.
Oh yeah, she's finished, man.
He might fucking beat her to death. Which you could do in 55. It was hardly a crime. They could bury her in the yard back then.
Yeah.
Jimmy, did you have to take a bath this time of day? I'm gonna drop a hot water in the sink. I got a stack of dishes.
Jesus Christ. I think it's fucking old George
fucking
needs that Thorazine. Yeah.
Wound.
Yeah, I think, well.
God damn, that's a great fucking.
He fucking saw what he saw in Korea, and he was never the same when he came home.
Exactly. Why did Jeff start shooting at us now?
Jimmy, did you have to take a bath this time of day? I'm going to drop a hot water in the sink. I got a stack of dishes here at Mile High. I'm going to be here till midnight.
Jesus Christ.
Get fucked.
Leave me alone, Dad. I'm jerking off.
Oh no. George, he got a beer?
He just pulled the... Yeah, he does.
Fucking...
I fucking would love... If he a fucking... The kid comes up behind and taps his dad on the shoulder. I'd have fucking loved
fucking
to...
Fucking reels around and fucking just...
Boom! Elbow right to the choppers. Chiclets all over the fucking floor.
Dad!
I told you not to sneak
fuck
up on
you.
Me. Boy, George is having... He pulls the knob off the drawer. Yeah. He is having some trouble. Oh, boy. Oh, George has got his shirt unbuttoned. He's a mess. What the fuck are we... Oh, for fuck... You know what? I fucking...
Let me see that hammer, son.
I fucking... You have to...
Beat him.
I fucking... Tell me George does not look like a guy that's gonna fucking beat his wife and kids. I mean, look at him. First of all, that smug cocksucker, the kid, he's like, fuck this stupid old man.
You are so dead, little dude.
There is nothing like watching, you know, like you see a young boy lose respect for his father. That's it. That's the moment.
No, that was the moment right there.
He fucking went
Little Jimmy was never the same.
He went upstairs and cried. Fucking.
His childhood ended right there.
My dad is a failure as a man. You know he wanted to hit that kid with that hammer, too. The other one, you fucking get it, George!
Get it.
George is having a real...
Oh, shit.
So, okay, so we're at 7:50 in this video. The wife is coming home. It's a 13-minute and 28-second video. It's 6 minutes of a beating coming up. He's going to throw around the house like Squeaky Fromm at the end of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Busting it out the fireplace, the phone, the fucking...
show you how to... And now, next in our video, we're going to show you how to dig a proper hole.
Yes.
...way for all of 2.5 days. But the way she was welcomed back by...
Oh!
Jane has been away for all of 2.5 days.
The kid comes running out. Run, bitch!
Yeah, get...
Run.
Go!
Mom,
go! Fucking go! Save yourself!
He's gonna fucking beat her to death. Oh.
Why, George, you'd think she'd been gone a month.
Who's this fucking cuck she went with?
I don't know, but he's driving, and because you can't let a woman drive. It's 1955.
Well, that's true,
are you
yeah.
out of your fucking mind? Yeah. Women's lib. Oh, there she is. She's like,
come on. Oh my gosh.
George. So she's standing in the mirror getting ready to go out, and George walks up behind her, and he's impatiently checking his watch.
George is building a list
here.
He's
got some real trouble. Probably started in the Pacific War. Yeah. You know, he probably saw a bit too much. And now he's on the edge because.
Yeah, George. George did some time on the islands.
George is
a
real,
too much.
Yeah, he saw a bit too much.
Saw a little too much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
we're waiting.
I want to be good. Good.
You'll be there early enough. The others aren't coming till 7.
Oh.
That gives me time to murder you and
fucking dig a hole. Conspiring against old fucking George. That guy's seen some shit. Why don't you let him have his life? Leave him. Take you and your fucking waterhead kid back to mother's. Let him have his life.
Look, I still have a couple of little things to do, but it'll only take a minute or so.
Yes.
Your famous sweet potato casserole.
Oh,
only
yes.
This time with shredded pineapple instead of orange juice.
Fuck you.
What?
Go over and sit at the table. Don will be back in a few minutes, George. He's doing some last minute shopping for me. Hey, I almost forgot the big news.
He can't even talk. He's so fucking enraged.
Which
is the first time I'm not shopping for me. Oh, hey, I almost forgot the big news. I went out.
I wish my brother George was here.
That's great.
Look, I still have a couple of little things to do, but it'll only take a minute or so.
Yes.
Famous sweet potato casserole. Oh. Only this time with shredded pineapple instead of orange juice.
Oh.
You two go over and sit at the table. Don will be back in a few minutes, George. He's doing some last minute shopping for me. Oh, hey, I almost forgot the big news. I went out to Pond Ridge with Helen Baker today, and I broke 50 for the first time on 9 holes.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Powers. You mean to tell me that with this big shindigger staring you in the face, you still had time for golf?
Nothing to it with this kid.
You still had 9 holes filled today? Really?
Well, again.
Jim, it's a breeze. Come on over. Look at some of the evidence.
Evidence.
By the way, did you know
of
that
the
this
fucking...
Kitchen...
Listen, I don't really want to talk about evidence right now,
okay? Yeah, there's about to be some evidence of the fucking LaBianca murders in that kitchen. Holy shit. He's going to fucking bash their heads together. Oh! Huh?
And really, they...
Look at this modern convenience. It's a stove! What the fuck, really?
They didn't have stoves in 55?
Did you know that this kitchen won an award from the Woman's Home Companion?
Oh, it did not. Stop it.
And really, they thought of everything.
Dials and everything. They even hinged the door.
God damn, I wish I'd have thought of that.
Fuck.
We've been cooking in a hollowed-out rock at our house. You just build a fire underneath it and wait for it to get the temperature.
Do these two, like, live in a fucking cave?
What is going on? George is a real fucking barbarian. Styling of this built-in gas range. Why is your pot so small?
Hey, Alice, aren't you going to light the oven?
I don't have to. It's completely automatic.
Oh.
You'll never guess what this sauce is for the baked ham.
Are you going to fucking tell me that her having to light the oven is the difference between her life being a fucking inconvenience and then just being...
Just fucking... 9 holes of golf every fucking morning.
For want of a long match, you could have your life back.
Yeah.
Equal parts of grape jelly and light mustard blended.
Ugh. Yeah, oh, my God.
What the fuck? What is she making?
Ugh.
Hey, Alice, aren't you going to light the oven?
Hey, Alice.
You know who that fucking dude is? I just put it together. Listen to him talk. When he's bent over there.
I just love the convenient modern styling of this built-in gas range.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Alice, aren't you going to light the oven?
He played the dad in A Christmas Story.
30 years after this, though?
I guarantee you that's who that is.
Really?
Oh, I can hear it in his voice right here and the way he looks. Remember the scene when she's cutting the fucking turkey at the end? And he's down there picking at it and looks up from her? That's that dude.
I just love the convenience and modern styling of this built-in gas range.
Ugh, shut up.
Hey, Alice, aren't you going to light the oven?
I don't have to. It's completely automatic. You'll never guess what this sauce is for the baked ham. Equal parts of grape jelly and light mustard blended and thinned.
God.
And this burner does it without scorching.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Anyone care for a spot of grapefruit juice to tide you over?
What
are you... God, 1950s, what is wrong with you?
Jesus Christ. Oh, grapefruit juice, mustard, jelly, what the fuck is happening?
Fuck, man.
That's a taste palate. You're just getting ready for dirty pussy in the old days.
One of the things I love about this refrigerator is that it turns out ice circles and puts them in a bowl for you.
Yeah.
All by itself. Continuous ice circles.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's fucking him.
Peter Billingsley?
Yep. No, that was the kid.
Oh, that's the kid. What's the dad's name? What's,
old man. He'd be credited as, I think.
Randy Parker, Mrs. Parker, Mr. Parker, the old man.
Yeah, the old man.
Darren McGavin. It is the same guy.
Darren McGavin, yep.
I'll be damned.
Yep.
Let's look at Darren McGavin's filmography. This has got to be on it, right?
A Word to the Wise. I wonder if it is.
Let's see. Pull it up here. 1955. A Word to the Wives. Good pull, man. Nice job. Holy shit.
Now, hang on. We're talking about the automatic ice maker.
Well, yeah, but no. But then she goes from fucking jelly to mustard to pineapple juice or whatever the fuck she was talking about. Grapefruit juice. She's fucking terrible.
And one of the things I love about this refrigerator...
Yeah.
Is that it turns out ice circles and puts them in a bowl for you.
Yes.
All by itself. Continuous ice circles.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Really?
Aren't you taking a chance of staining that counter with fruit juice? No danger with formica. Whatever stain. Oh, that's the greatest help, George. Hanging the things you need where you need them.
All right.
So she needs...
Jesus Christ.
A stove that lights itself and hooks.
How much fucking money do you want me to spend, you fucking coos? I work for a living. Leave me the fuck alone. I gotta work...
Where's your fucking Daddy Warbucks at?
I gotta work 16 hours a day. It's 1955. I'm sun up to sundown. Go fuck yourself with your modern conveniences. This cunt's lucky we can put clothes on that fucking waterhead kid we got at home. With his fucking hammer opening up the goddamn cabinets?
In fact, this whole kitchen was designed for efficiency and convenience.
That's what I like, solid and sturdy as steel.
And so easy to keep clean, too.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, automatic flour dispenser. Very handy. Here, I'll show you how it works.
What?
What's going on here?
Hey, what's going on here?
Hey.
Hey,
get your hands off my wife.
Get your cock out of her ass, mister. You and I will be squaring up.
automatic flower dispenser. Very handy. Here, I'll show you how it works.
Hey, what's going on here?
Hey!
Hiya, Don Boyle.
George, we're a little early.
Oh, that's good.
I've been showing them around.
Oh, good, darling. Hello, Jane.
Hi.
Hello, Jan.
Oh, will you get rid of these for me while I sort this stuff?
Well, you might have pressed old George into service. Here, come on, George, and I'll show you how it works.
This is really for me, chum.
What is it?
This is really for me, chum.
Chum?
Is this an episode of Batman all of a sudden? Okay, little chum.
The kapow is when he hits his wife. Kapow! Crunch! Her fucking bones. This is really for me, pal.
Yeah, it works. This is really for me, chum.
Ugh.
Well, it's a simple gas disposer.
What?
It takes care of all the waste. The brightest, shiniest bride could use this gizmo.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's great.
And that also goes for this automatic water heater. Mm-hmm.
They have all the modern conveniences.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, of 1942.
55.
Wow. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Temperatures from the same tank at the same time. Now, this pipe here.
It blows up and takes off half his fucking arm.
I fucking went. And then old fucking George has got fucking Iwo Jima flashbacks. He's just...
You flash forward 20 years and he's sitting in a VFW explaining how he lost that in fucking World War II.
Yeah.
Not right. In a goddamn home fucking...
Yeah, the Japs took
boiler
it...
Boiler accident.
Yeah, the Japs took it off me. It's fucking...
You want to know how I lost this arm, chum?
That's really for me, old chum.
Here. It gives you hot water for...
Yeah, the Japs took that arm off me, a corrigidor. So what's a corrigidor?
Now, this pipe here.
Now?
It gives you hot water for...
Now, this pipe here, this is the one I go down when she's on her period.
Oh, it's the shit pipe!
For the bathroom and for the kitchen sink.
Uh-huh.
But the other pipe...
Yeah.
This one gives you really hot water for clothes and for dishes to make them really clean.
What?
For any time you want.
That's hot,
come
stupid!
Come over and borrow a cup of hot water any time.
It's hot, you jackass. What do you think was going to happen when you touched it? I just told you how fucking hot it was, you hard-on. God, I hate
water
George.
For clothes and for dishes to make them really clean.
What?
For any time you want.
It's hot, stupid!
Hey, look, George, if you're really interested in this layout, the man set it up for us, a good friend of ours, Ed Stevens.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's going to be here tonight. Yeah, just in case you...
Boy, their fucking plan is just
God,
working.
Damn it, they're fucking...
Man, they're selling this cat.
They really are. I hope they get a commission on this sale. Holy fuckaroni.
Thing to ask.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, all I want to say is that Don's little suggestion turned into a rather interesting and provocative conversation.
Yeah, working the way down her back. Woo! That's getting pretty close to a fucking backside fingering. Hang on, go back to that. The two girls are standing there.
Interesting.
And the wife with the good kitchen. Hang on, pause that. The wife with the good kitchen is behind the fucking roundhead other gal.
The Cinderella.
And she starts working her hand down her back.
Yeah.
Like she's going to reach in and fucking...
She's
going to give her a couple of fingertips in the old tackle box there. Holy shit. Oh, my God. No, that's going right to the pussy because she's got no ass. She can get right past that fucking dumper. Jesus Christ, her fucking hand is really getting down there.
...is a handy man.
Whoa!
Certainly looked like progress was being made when we peeked.
Yeah, it did.
See the banana?
It looked like progress was being made toward lesbianism in that fucking kitchen. Woo, that hand went all the way down to her ass. Watch it again.
Certainly looked like progress. Well, all I want to say is that Don's little suggestion turned into a
watch.
Very interesting
watch.
And provocative conversation.
Watch.
And Ed Stevens is a handy man.
Whoa, man! Woo-wee!
Progress was being made when we peeked in on them.
The fucking like a primate, get it? He's eating a banana.
Well, that's the way it worked out.
And as I mentioned before, it wasn't a plot against George. Well, you don't think Jane and I would do something like that, do you?
Now, George, go to fucking work. You got a house to pay for.
Why not just renovate your existing kitchen, you... The end! Well, that was tough.
Folks, I'll leave it up to you whether the gals tricked me or not. But that's another story. This new dream house is a happy ending to our story. Why don't you drop around and talk with the men who can make your dream of a new home come
true? The men.
The best and most reputable builders in your area are here to help you.
Oh.
They're standing by right now in the booth, sponsored by your local home builders association,
oh,
to discuss the plan and prices with you.
Dude,
believe
I think we fucking...
A few minutes now can lead to a whole lifetime of happiness.
Yes.
And a lot less murder.
I tell you what, that's definitely a situation where the one girl gets bent over the fucking counter and gets her snatch eaten by the other wife. Holy shit, that hand was lingering in that ass.
Oh, the moon's home companion.
Wow. The Formica Company. Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow.
Well, that was pretty phenomenal. Man, oh man. That fucking hand lingered, like started at the top of her back and went all the way down and fucking like from shoulder blades to ass that wet.
Yeah, I think we could start looking at these, make that a fucking, that office etiquette sounds, sounds fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, shit.
Christ.
Jesus Christ, I gotta stop and pick fucking groceries up on the way out. They're ordered, I just have to pick them up.
Oh, okay.
But I still have to be around people.
Oh, there's another goddamn... Let them go back to a mask mandate around here, and that's all I'm gonna... Only
yeah,
I'm gonna shop
it's
from
coming.
Now on.
It's fucking coming.
That's the only way I'm gonna shop from now on.
Yeah.
There's another variant.
I got a feeling they're gonna start keeping some of us at home again to start working.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah, people in your office getting it? I got some guys at work.
We actually did. So one of the guys that I work directly with, well, I mean, it's not like we're sitting on top of each other every fucking day, but he's vaccinated and he got it. And of the people that I've known that have gotten the vaccine that have then got a positive test, his symptoms were, I mean, they weren't as bad as like what we had it when it first came out. But, you know, he had some decent symptoms. Kept him down for a weekend. I mean, you know, nothing bad, but...
Still.
Yeah.
I know one guy who my buddy Mike's brother, and he was the only person I've heard about that got it and didn't... He told Mike at one point he didn't care if he lived or died. Like, But he's the only person I've known that's gotten it that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought that I was going to die when I had it, but it was not fun either.
No, it was not fun. No.
I mean, I never...
Every variant, though, of the virus, a virus wants to live. So every variant is easier to catch, but it's less...
Yep.
It's, you know, less harmful to you. So that's...
Should be.
That's because what a virus has to do to survive.
Oh, my God.
Word to the wives.
When should I marry?
Oh.
Weight reduction through diet. Holy shit.
We could damn near do this every week. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, we could.
That's got to be a fucking howling good time.
This whole show could just become us watching videos. I mean, it's just, right? It could be it.
Good eating habits.
Wow, what's fucking. Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
How to be well groomed.
Oh, boy, I need that.
Oh, the fuck. Okay. Gotta have this.
Right, I sent you this the other day.
Now it's time
Did
to
you?
Go to our
yeah.
live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP Turkey giveaway.
I remember watching this
away,
when it first
Les
fucking
Nessman.
Aired.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP Turkey Thanksgiving giveaway.
Hey, you got permission to be out here?
What?
You're blocking my store here, buddy. Don't you know who I am?
Huh?
No.
I'm Les Nessman. I won the Buckeye News Hawk Award last year.
Good for you, Buckeye. Now get out of my doorway.
I'm sorry. Freak?
Freak?
So far, so good, huh?
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. W-K-R-P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. No parachutes yet.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're turkeys!
God, they're turkeys.
Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes. One just went through the windshield of a parked car. This is terrible. The
brothers running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. See, folks, I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and, oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, man. Oh, man. What time is it?
Four.
It's not... It's
4:09.
Only 4 o'clock. Ooh.
Oops.
Yes. Women's Home Companion presents Jesus. How to Beat Your Wife at Home.
Old commercials that would be politically incorrect today. So what? All of them?
14 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. We got plenty of old stuff we can watch.
Oh. Oh.
When a black family moves next door.
1957.
Oh,
that
boy.
Is next week's show.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Save to watch later.
Oh, tune in next week, folks, because we're going to have When the Black Family Moves In Next Door video from 1957 on DG Radio. Jesus Christ. Oof. That might be a little tough.
Young man's fancy.
That might be a little tough, huh?
What do you suppose the content or the what do you suppose the message is in that?
I guarantee you in the last 45 seconds it breaks down to, well, they're people just like us.
You think so?
Yes.
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Maybe not.
57, man. You know. It was different back then, you know. Eisenhower. I don't know.
Look, you don't have to talk to them, but don't burn crosses in the yard.
House next door to me was... No, never mind.
Just let them go about their day. They'll end up in prison soon enough.
It's for certain now. Ralphie's dad yells out the back door wherever he's at. That comment right there. You got a monitor right in front of you.
Service station?
Yes.
God, man, these are fucking gold.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
How to be a housewife.
How to be a housewife. 16 and a half fucking minutes.
Dating do's and don'ts.
Yeah. Don't jerk off onto a pants.
How much affection? What the fuck?
Uh-oh. Now that one might be.
Marriage is a partnership.
Oh, not in the 50s it wasn't.
Oh, here you go, Brian.
Personal hygiene for young women. Oh. In the 20s.
Oh.
In the 20s?
There was no such thing.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Oof. Yikes. Yeah, fucking put that on the watch later list, too. Oh, hey. In the next 2 weeks, we can do enough episodes to take us through fucking January.
Oh, shit.
Holy fuck. Oof.
Wow.
Oofa. All right, guys. Well, listen.
Okay.
We've done all we're going to do here. And, social sex attitudes in adolescence, 1950. Oh, there's a fucking 23 minutes. That'll take us all day to do.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That'd be a two-parter.
I think pussy is the bee's knees.
Right. Okay, I gotta get off this fucking chair.
And everybody, we'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.